Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hiya, before we get into this podcast, please consider joining us on Red Men Plus. We have tons of amazing content coming out every single day in both podcast and video form. So get over there and sign up today. Now back to your podcast.
Neil, I want to talk through the Cody Gakpo timeline, really. Obviously, we know Boxing Day went mad, but to your understanding, where does this actually start?
Yeah, I think this is something that's happened quite quickly. I think that is the case. I mean, I think you're looking at, we've all been sort of signposting Liverpool for January, haven't we? And I think we spoke last week, you and I, about the Diaz situation last year. There's a lot of similarities with it, but there's obviously big differences in the sense of one was at the end of the month and one's at the start of the month. And we probably expected Diaz to be this done, or the Diaz signing to be done this way. So I think basically, what's happened in Dubai with Luis Diaz's injury setback, I think, obviously, Jota already been in there. And then, maybe, I wouldn't say that the Firmino injury has had any real major impact, but if you needed a reminder of how fragile the tightrope was, maybe that does give you the provider of saying, yeah, let's push the button on this, because, you know, I think we spoke on last week's show about how important it was to keep the three forwards fit, and then one of the others to step up and try and make an impact. And in that meantime, you know, Carvalho struggled at City. I know he scored, but Firmino's got an injury, and all of a sudden it is like, well, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's playing left side of a front three and not ideal. So I think he's been a target, or someone who they've looked at and thought, right, there's a possibility maybe for next summer. I think the fact that Manchester United were obviously clearly, I know there was some suggestions otherwise, but I think Manchester United were very, very keen and clearly in that race. The fact that PSV have looked and said, well, yeah, we're willing to do a deal in January, you know, and it also wasn't, I think if you look at the fee, I think the total fee, or the highest fee it'll be, is £44 million, €50 million. Okay, that's a lot, you know, for a player from the Eredivisie. I think it's a record for a player from PSV Eindhoven, definitely. But it's not a fee that you look at and go, oh, that's like really heavily World Cup taxed sort of fee. You know, we might go on and talk about Enzo Fernandez, but you could look at that fee and say, well, you know, I'd have some reservations about paying that at this moment, despite how good he is. Once you find out the fee's okay, he can come in. He's obviously semi-ready. You know, he's been playing a lot of football. I know he's had a break after the World Cup. And we need to get him now, because if we don't, he won't be available in the summer. I think that's all come in. So I couldn't say this for definite, but I think I would say the second half of December, I think it's really sort of become gone from an option to a priority almost, if you like. And like you say, it caught a lot of people on the hop, not least Manchester United, not least me, and everyone else who was in the Villa Park press room. There was a lot of silence in there, I tell you. A lot of people wired in with their heads down writing, but you know, I don't mind that at all. You know, some people, I got a few texts of people saying, oh, I bet you're fuming, you know, you got caught out. And it's like, absolutely not. You know, like, if I get caught out, everyone gets caught out. And that's better than, that's the second best option after, you know, being first to the scene.
It's interesting, because there's been different reports, and some of them talking about how Julian Ward did a lot of work in the time when they were in Dubai to kind of put the feelers out and get up and run. I think Paul Joyce had talked about how it was kind of Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Is where they decide that's when they're gonna push the button on it. What is it that sort of kickstarts? Because Paul Joyce is the one who breaks it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just seems like within the space of 2 hours, it's gone from Liverpool are interested to PSV yeah. tweeting
well,
about it being
done. I mean, there is a sort of a bit of an accepted thing now that, you know, when Liverpool sort of stand up interest in a player, it's when it's done, pretty much. You know, that was the case with Diaz. It was the case with, I remember Jota. I don't even remember Jota. I think that sort of emerged the day Thiago signed, and then it was like, right, and we're also going to try and sign Jota, and Doherty signed Jota, pretty much. It was the same with Nunes, really, you know, in the summer, where it was like, yeah, you know, you get the sort of, the brief almost goes around a little bit, that's like, yeah, it's not done yet, but, you know, we're confident. And when you roll back the sort of tape, you go, actually, it was well done by that point. So I think, I mean, I spoke to Jules, and he was, I don't think he had much of a Christmas in terms of a family Christmas and a, you know, a traditional Christmas, as you'd call it. So I think he was doing a lot of work. I don't know whether he was travelling or whether it was, you know, Zoom calls and Skype calls and whatever else, but he was thrashing out the deal with PSV and with Marcel Brands. Liverpool got a decent relationship with Gakpo's agency, SEG, who ironically represent Ten Hag at United. So I think maybe that was, you know, even more of a surprise to United. But Liverpool have put a lot of work on it. Julian Ward, Dave Fallows, Barry Hunter put a lot of work in to making sure this deal was ready to go. And I think probably maybe the acceleration on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, is probably just to have them in the building for when the window opens. You know, I think maybe just to head off potential of United coming in and putting the money on the table. But it's you know, listen, we have to. I'm sure we're going to talk about him, about the type of player. I've spoken about him on this show, and I have reservations about him. Or I've had reservations about just how good he is. Mm-hmm. It's tough because Holland weren't a team that you looked at in the. I think it was hard to look good in the Holland team. They were a decent side. They were a very functional side, but I thought it was hard to really stand out. There was not many of those players that really sort of, you looked at and went, wow, like, you know, you think of sort of, obviously Mbappe, but even like, there were other players like Gonçalo Ramos or at Portugal, or, you know, obviously Julian Alvarez. They really sort of shone in a good side. Gakpo was sort of a little bit, He made a fair bit of what little he got, yeah, in the game, and I had my doubts about it. But I think the best thing you can say is, if you look at Liverpool's record when they take the plunge on a player, we mentioned a few there already: Diaz, Jota, Nunes. I think we'll come into that category: Salah, Mane, Van Dijk, Fabinho. They tend to get it right.
Absolutely, and it's the profile I find is quite interesting in them. It's the height.
Yeah,
and that was the real underlying concern that wasn't really being talked about, because I think there's a lot of people, when people were clamouring for Enzo Fernandez, who of course we'll discuss a little bit later on, you know, if you throw him into a midfield all of a sudden that's got a Tim and Thiago, and it's having a similar issue with Harvey Elliott as well, aren't they? You know, on, and then if Joe Gomez is at centre half, and if it's, you know, let's say it's Diogo Jota in the attack or whatever, you've significantly cut down on the size of your side.
Yeah.
They've added another 6-footer in there, another powerful lad, another pacey lad as well. It feels like, in terms of reboot and stuff, they've gone for loads more aggression, and they're finally now starting to get high. Because again, even just to Bellingham, Bellingham's another potential 6-footer in the midfield.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I think I saw Paul Tompkins done a sort of chart where he was charting height, and I think it was age and height, wasn't it? Average age and average height of the squad, and Liverpool, yeah, were sort of below. I think they were below optimum in both at this moment, and obviously that changes. It's also a player that, I know we could talk about Eredivisie and Dutch League and transferring that into them, and actually I think there's probably...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's probably about as many as on either side of that debate, you know, as many who have been able to do it and as many who haven't. We just maybe remember the ones who haven't a bit more. It's another player who's got, you know, goals and assists on their CV. You know, it's not just potential to score goals and assists. They do it, you know. He does it better than anyone at the moment, you know, in terms of the top, I think it's the top 10 leagues. He's got the best record in that sense. So he's got a lot of on the face attributes to take. You know, he plays in different positions across it. You know, I saw him in the World Cup. I saw him play as a sort of a right sided forward in the first game. He was quiet, still scored. I saw him play as a number nine or just off a number nine. I've seen him play as a sort of almost a 10 behind the front two off the left against Argentina. So he clearly got a lot of those positions in his locker. I think you're looking at him being a left or centre with Nunes sort of in the short term. He's 23. You know, he's someone who's the stars in the ascendancy. He's, you know, his reputation is growing, or has grown over the last 2 months, certainly over the last 6 months, 12. So he's someone who's still got the hunger of not yet having proven it in the top league or in the Champions League. I think he's only got 10 or 12 caps, I think, for the Netherlands. So he's not, you know, he's had a good World Cup, but he's not yet established as a sort of international level player. So there's a lot for him to do, but there's a lot of potential for him to do it, you know, at Liverpool as well. And you look at, you know, we talk a lot on this show, don't we? Obviously, it's all about transfers, really, but we talk a lot about, you know, Liverpool. To be honest, I see it quite a bit when you think, I see a lot of people say things like, oh, the owners haven't invested since Liverpool won the league or since he won the Champions League. And you often get that team photo that shows sort of, you know, the team that beat Tottenham. I say, oh, look at that. Nine of that started here, or, you know, and it's true. But then if you look at the last sort of 2.5 years, you've got Jota, Diaz, Nunes, Carvalho, and now Gakpo. You know, that's five forwards brought in. I think all of them were 25 and under. Mm-hmm. Some of them younger even. You know, is a significant refresh of the attacking areas and a lowering or a bringing down of the age of the squad as well. And, you know, we don't know what that means for Firmino, but that might continue in the summer when obviously if and when Firmino leaves. You've only really got then Salah who's in that age of, you know, past their peak, if you want to call it that, and I would question that anyway. So there's been a real effort there, and if you look at Liverpool, if you say that Liverpool till the end of the season, let's say from March onwards, if we get Diaz back and Jota, six forwards, Firmino, Salah, Nunes, Jota, Diaz, Gakpo, it's a pretty good stable, isn't it? You know, it's a stable that sort of a lot of people would have dreamed of, really. You know, 12 months ago or whenever.
So, particularly when Liverpool have been so reliant on three for so many years to actually have a deep talent pool rotation as well. Because I've seen lots of conversations around what's the starting three, what's this and that. The idea is it won't matter.
Yeah. I mean, at City do that so well, don't they? Yeah. You know, Haaland starts, De Bruyne starts, and then after that you say, well, yeah, it could be Grealish, it could be Foden. If not, then we'll bring Bernardo Silva on and bring on, you know, Riyad Mahrez, and obviously they might have a couple of younger players. Alvarez is there, obviously, isn't he? So, you know, there's, I think Liverpool, I always remember Liverpool playing Chelsea and in the game when they got the Premier League trophy, 5-3, I think it was, wasn't it, Anfield? And I just remember that Chelsea made three subs and he took off the entire front three. And I think it was Giroud. The six players, I don't know who was on who, but it was Giroud, Abraham, Ziyech, Pulisic, maybe Mason Mount, Hudson-Odoi. Maybe that was the, I think that was the six. And I remember thinking, well, yeah, they've got some options. I don't ever remember a time when Liverpool could have done that. Yeah. You know, they probably wouldn't with Salah, but where Liverpool could go, do you know what? It's not working today for Firmino and Mane, mm-hmm, so we're just going to take them both off and we're going to bring on these two. It would never work. Now you could look and say, fingers crossed, you get most of them fit together. by no means a guarantee. But imagine you had, Diaz is having a bit of a nightmare against his fullback and Nunes, it's not working for him. Just get Firmino on and Gakpo. You know, that sort of is all, it's a double change where you go, wow, that's not weakening your team at all, really, is it? You know, that's both fresh legs and potentially top class as well.
Liverpool have gone from this time last year, since this time last year, Mane, Origi and Minamino have all been moved on.
Yeah.
And Diaz, Nunes and now Gakpo have come in, yeah, in replacement.
And Carvalho as well.
And Carvalho in addition to that. So yeah, it feels.
And Ben Doak.
And of course, the one we all really care about.
No, Ben, I was saying to friends, I was obviously in the press box of Villa. Ben Doak come on. And there's a guy behind the press box, just the row behind, just a fan, and he shouted, "Put him in the stand, Lucas. He's only the work experience kid." And I sort of looked at James Pearce, give him a look, and went, "It's a bold move. He's gone early, you know." And the first thing he does, obviously, was he did not put him in the stand. Did he? You know, he nearly put himself in the stand. But yeah, he got sent for the echo, didn't he? And great to see a young lad like that, and Stefan Bajcetic, of course. But you know, that's another sort of thing, isn't it? You know, takes a little bit more pressure off him, you know. You can dip him in and out of games rather than you've got that clamour of like, time for Ben Doak to play again? You know, just because we're struggling so much, you take the pressure off someone like that and let them develop at their own pace.
Yeah. When do you think it's likely we'll see him actually play?
It's tough because Diaz got thrown straight in, didn't he? If you remember, like Cardiff, wasn't it? He just sort of, Liverpool were like, I don't think he's going to be available for Sunday. And then they were like, oh, he isn't. We'll give him 20 minutes. And I think it was him and Harvey Elliott came on together. I don't think Brentford doesn't feel right till he play at Brentford. Obviously, he's just back from the World Cup. So he's had a break after that. So when was the World Cup? When did Holland go out of the World Cup? So that's three, four weeks, isn't it? 3 weeks, probably. You'd look at that Wolves Cup game and think, I think that would be, that would be an ideal sort of, you know, whether from the start or on the bench, you know, I think that would be the ideal time to get him in there. Week's training, probably, you know, get him up to speed. I don't think he should be sort of too far away. It's not like you're signing someone who hasn't played for, you know, it's not Arthur Mello that you're signing. You're going, right, he needs some games for the under-21s or whatever. You know, he's up to match speed. So I'd be looking at that Wolves game and thinking, let's see him in the squad and, you know, bring him on maybe to a great Anfield ovation, that kind of thing. And Dutch international in the third round of the FA Cup. It's worked before, hasn't it?
Absolutely. just moving things forward slightly, I guess. Obviously, when FSG, when the sale talk came out, I think it was Tom Wayne, put a statement out and they were talking about how effectively it wouldn't undermine the running of the club and the goals were still aligned, yeah, and all this kind of stuff. And Jürgen's been very, seemed very relaxed about the whole thing. Mm. Do you think this is this kind of furthers that assertion?
Yeah, well, I asked Jürgen, was it before the City game, I think? I said, about Julian Ward, I said, you know, did it catch you by surprise? And what impact does it have on you to do? Because we have talked about it, I think, on this show, where maybe we're too simplistic and maybe the football world doesn't work like that. But if someone was telling me, listen, this is the best club in the world, you know, you have to join Liverpool, don't go to Real Madrid, you need to come to Liverpool, I think my hand would go up and say, well, why are you walking away then? Yeah. You know, like, if it's the best club in the world, you know, that has to be a factor. And if he's such an influential figure, you know, if he's a very persuasive figure or a really sort of, you know, a great person to converse with, and you know he's not going to be there, I think it would play on your mind. I think if you were a particularly thoughtful player, you're thinking, you know, what's that going to look like in 12 months' time? Maybe the money changes everything and stuff like that. But I asked Jürgen, I said, does it change anything? And he said, it has no impact. That was his response, no impact. Now, it sort of went away. I thought, okay, that's, you know, at least he give a solid answer. But they've given a solid answer with this, hasn't it, really? I mean, this is a very Liverpool. We've all maybe wondered, oh, are they going to go down a different sort of route with, you know, targeting different types of players, or you know, maybe, you know, not targeting players and reining things in. Well, this is, when Liverpool said business as usual, I think a lot of people rolled their eyes and said, well, it's obviously not business as usual, but this is quite business as usual in terms of the type of deal and the way it's been done. So, yeah, I think it's quite reassuring, you know, that while there's uncertainty around the club and there's key departures and roles to be filled, there's still, you know, they're still capable of getting a deal done quickly, a big deal done, a decision made quickly, money spent. You know, there's a lot of things that could, I think, calm a few nerves in this deal.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.